And I've been on this board many
Justice for all.
Welcome, everybody.
You can turn the mic on.
This meeting will be held in person.
This conference will not be recorded.
Will the board of when you read this one, see what I think I do. This is a teleconference.
This meeting will be held in person in the Mayor Dino Long Community Center, Ocean Avenue. Members of the public who do not wish to attend in person may participate by teleconference using computer, tablet, or smartphone phone using the following access information, which has been posted. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. The Borough of Seabright, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, has provided adequate notice of the date, time, and location of this meeting in the Asbury Park Press and the Link News on January 19th. Filed notice on the Borough with the Borough Clerk and posted notice on the Borough Office and on the Borough website. This meeting is open to the public. And welcome, public. And Steve, welcome, Steve.
Mark came into. Before you do the vote yet?
No.
We're just here. Nice to see you, Mark.
Nice to see you.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Ms. Bills? Mr. Cashmore?
Here.
Mr. Cunningham?
Here.
Mr. Giulio?
Here.
Mr. DeSale?
Here.
Ms. Borman?
Here.
Mayor Kelly? Councilman Lexstein?
Here.
Mr. Smith? He was going to join us on. Mr. Smith? Maybe he'll give him a little one. And Mr. Schwartz let me know he would not be here.
Let's move along to the approval of minutes from May 25th, 21.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second?
I'll second.
Do a roll call, please.
Sure. Mr. Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Giulio?
Yes.
Mr. DeSale?
Yes.
Ms. Borman?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Mr. Smith? Okay. And those were all the eligible names.
On to the memorialization of the resolution for Raymond C. Lena, 1070 Ocean Avenue.
I'll make a motion to approve the resolution.
Second?
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Okay. Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Giulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSale?
Yes.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
And Mr. Smith is
not there.
Oh.
It was a good try.
You're busy having a conference for 6 month extension.
Thank God we're moving back to in-person meetings.
It's going to be a little problem for you.
Yeah, it's tiny.
A request for a 6 month extension of approvals application number 2020-10, Mountain View Villas at Seabright. Is there any discussion on that? Or a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the 6 month extension.
Why should I question? Have they made any progress? Have they done anything?
I would imagine they're in the paperwork trauma.
Do we have any representations?
Have you tried to make an application anywhere lately?
Wow.
They need another 6 months.
Okay. Yeah.
They're indicating that they're having trouble with cash.
I'll second Mark's motion. Can we have a roll call, please?
Okay.
Not worth talking about, Steve.
Okay.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Giulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSale?
Yes.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Okay, on to the application tonight. Ivan Martin. Three Badminton Court. We have been asked to carry it to our next available meeting. Do we have a meeting for that? Anywhere?
We only have one application on our August 10th meeting so far. If they're ready. This is the fourth or fifth time that they have asked to adjourn.
Badminton Court?
Yeah.
This is the first time they've noticed, though, right?
This is the first time they've noticed.
Sorry.
Did Mr. Wolf indicate if August would be good for him, or he had left it up to your discretion to sign on the date?
He didn't sign.
He didn't sign. He wasn't in the office today. He was in court. So I got a call from his paralegal. They didn't indicate what meeting they went to be on. Do we want to try?
So, August?
10th?
Yeah. It's on the day.
So, Mr. Chairman?
I think they just had a minor issue of not having a planner.
Right.
And I think they scrambled to get a planner for tonight and were unable to do so. So I have no problem carrying it to August?
August 10th.
10th. Anybody else?
Who's that?
That's...
Ivan Martin?
That's the storage for Angelica's.
Oh.
Back in the back lot there.
Mr. Chair, for purposes of the record, can I announce that?
Sure.
Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, anyone who's here for new application number 2021-08, Ivan Juan and Martin, 3 Badman Court, Block 16, Lot 4, use variance approval for the storage building. Please be advised that although notice was appropriate and the Board of Planning said jurisdiction, that upon request of the applicant, the matter has been adjourned until August 10, 2021 with no further notice. So anyone who is here for that particular application, please feel free to come on August 10th, or by all means check the website to make sure that the agenda has been updated appropriately.
And can't you say that's the only thing that would be on the agenda that evening, or is there something else?
Mm-hmm.
Is there something else on the agenda that evening?
There was Surfside Marine Corporation.
And we're going to push that also?
Yeah.
To August 10th?
That should be easy.
The other thing is the ordinance, because...
No. On August 10th, is there anything else scheduled for
August
10th?
There is one other one on August 10th.
All right, can I just ask for when we have use variances on, since I can't participate in them, neither can the mayor, can we not hear them first?
Right. I don't have it in front of
me. Yeah, you had it this time with the use variance before site plan. So just keep doing
it. Usually juggle that
framework.
Yeah. I mean, we got both, so I...
Right.
And they just...
No, I understand. I just...
Go to stand around.
It's just since it went this way, I just wanted to make sure in the future that we don't schedule them that way, so...
Right. I'll put it on the list.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oversight.
No, don't worry about it.
Once again, I'll repeat that the Ivan Juan Martin application, 3 Badminton Court, will be carried with no further notice to August 10th regular planning board meeting, planning zoning.
And there will be no online element to that, correct?
There will be no online, it will be in person only. Another new application, Surfside Marine Corporation, 1306 Ocean Avenue. Site plan approval to take a building down and put one up. Had problem with their planner and have asked to be carried to another meeting as well.
By virtue of the correction, it wasn't the planner, it was a defective notice. So technically...
Oh, it was a defective notice, so they will...
So they have to re-notice. So although we can assign a date to them, it's not no further notice.
Okay,
so
thank you. Thanks, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
So the Surfside Marine Corporation will not be heard this evening. It will be re-noticed and taken to another meeting, whichever they notice for.
Can we just, did they completely screw up on the notice, or
they
just one person?
It was two people, after discussion with the applicant's attorney, they tried to contact the people, obtain
right.
waivers, or have them appear so they could waive any objections, and
I agree with you.
No, can we make it so, I think we've done this in the past, where they only have to re-notice the people they haven't noticed, rather than making them re-notice everybody?
They have to change the date.
Yeah.
Well, no, but if you were here, if you received notice for that application this evening, you would be here. So they could hear us tonight adjourning it to August 10th or wherever we're adjourning
right,
it to.
Right.
So why should they have to re-notice everybody? They should only have to re-notice the people who they didn't know.
Well, why don't we assign
That's
them a date?
To yeah, can we assign them a date? Or?
Yeah, we can assign them the 10th of August.
We'll assign them the date and then we'll announce it now
yeah.
and just pick up the other
that's
two.
That's what we voted on before.
Yeah,
that's right. That's your practice.
Wouldn't it be good practice though to just notice everyone?
Yeah, why should they have to do that?
They're surrounded by condos.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got notice for tonight, you would be here if you were interested. Why should you have to get a second notice? A waste of time and money.
Well, I agree with that.
Yeah.
That's the old Seabright way. That's the way you do things by the law and nice.
Yes.
To your neighbors, but...
It's a big expense to certify.
Yeah, it's a huge expense.
It's a lot of time, too.
And it's, yeah, believe me, it's a lot of time. Having done the notices, there are a lot of, that takes a lot of time, so... Yeah, I think if we can...
It's not an individual, it's a corporation.
So what? So I'd make a motion that they only have to renotice, that we carry the application and they only have to renotice, they only have to note it, but they didn't, they're not renoticing the people.
Can we legally carry the application?
I guess you're not carrying.
You're not accepting jurisdiction, but if you can assign a new date to it, we can certainly announce it, and I can talk to Kevin about just renoticing for the two people. If that's been your successful best practice, that's fine. I mean, as long as everybody is aware of it, and we assign a date this evening.
Right.
So what date is available for this? August 10th, are we going on this 10th?
August 10th.
Okay.
I would like you to do it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, anybody who is here for new application number 2021-11, which is the Surfside Marine Corporation, 1306 Ocean Avenue, Block 3, Lot 16, for the site plan approval, please be advised at this time that two members of the 200-foot notice list as certified by the tax assessor were inappropriately noticed based on typographical error. So in consideration of that, we will be adjourning this application to August 10th of 2021. The applicant will have to notice the two individuals who were inappropriately noticed, and everyone else, what I can actually do is just send a letter, and we can put it up on the website, perhaps, just to notify the people that we are sending new notices, so it won't be expensive. The certified mailing has been met with regard to those individuals, so we can move the application to August 10th, 2021.
I mean, next time it could be a homeowner. This way
the notice requirements of the statute can be satisfied. It won't cost anything to write the letter, and we can notice appropriately the two that were not noticed. Do we need to vote on this? No, it's not.
So the record shows that Surfside will be heard on August 10th. On to acknowledgement of ordinance number.
And Mr. Chair, again, that will have to be in person, right? Just making it clear that tonight.
It is an in-person meeting only.
Right, there will be no more Zoom. Or whatever.
No more go-to.
Go-to meeting.
Go-to meeting.
On to ordinance number 11-2021, ordinance Borough Council of Seabright amending Chapter 130 Land Use Code of the Borough of Seabright to prohibit the operation of all classes of cannabis establishments within the geographical boundaries of the Borough of Seabright. Did anybody have a chance to read that? I assume you did. And it's a no vote for cannabis. Any discussion or a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve it as being consistent with the master plan and voting ordinance.
I'll second it.
Can we have a roll call, please?
All righty. Mr. Cashmore?
I'll abstain.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Giulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSale?
Yes.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
Councilman Mudstein?
Yes.
Okay, that's it.
Let's see. Our next meeting is August 10th.
And Mr. Chair, just for the record, Mr. Smith did text during the course of the meeting, which is why you were hearing a lot of beeps. And he indicated that he didn't know how to get into the Go meeting, and that's why he wasn't here. He did try. So he put in the effort.
He is well aware that the next one is in person.
Yes.
Is there any other business before the board this evening that will open to the public? Is there anyone in the public that would care to be heard this evening? If not, public portion is now closed. We have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you very much. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all for coming tonight. Perfectly clear as I have.
You can.
Yes.
What about Dead Bank? Is Dead Bank been
I don't know.
Can I ask a council question?
Sure.
Have there been
Thank you all for coming. Yes, we're all done. Thank you.
Have there been any notices to any land?
I don't know. I'm going to follow up on that tomorrow. I know we can hire.